I am Sid Garza-Hillman, and this is what I think.
The original subject of this episode was 10 vegetables that are secretly making you gain weight. I got that title from an actual article sent to me by the guy who single-handedly is responsible for my ability and opportunity to start smallsteppers.com, as an aside. But he shot me an email. He's like, check out this article. It was on MSN, and it was 10, I'm saying was past tense. I'll tell you why in a second. 10 vegetables that are secretly making you gain weight. Okay? So I go, that's super funny and awesome, and I was reading through it, and I have a couple notes to make on that I think are funny. But my plan was, I was like, okay, I'm going to do a whole episode. I'm going to go through the vegetables because it was the best ever. So last night, I come home and I'm like doing a podcast. I get down, I click on the link. Lo and behold, article's gone. It's been taken down. It's been taken. How dare you, MSN, remove an article that was so insanely, ridiculously horrible. But if you're going to put it up in the first place, leave it up so until I make fun of it and can supply the link for people to look at it themselves, then you can take it down afterwards. But you take it down first, you put it up, you tantalize me. I mean, it's that kind of stuff is, it's like a Napoleon pastry. Like I literally can't keep my hands off it. An article like that is just, it's the internet version of a Napoleon. And I just want to eat the crap out of it. I can't take my hands off. It's so wonderful for me. Cucumbers were first on the list. You're going to have to take my word for it. Cucumbers are because they're secretly making me gain weight. I've been eating them for years, and you guys can see the pounds just keep coming on. But my favorite was a fried vegetable. I am not joking. And I will also tell you that when I searched on it, thinking, okay, maybe the link doesn't work, so maybe I'll try to find the article. So I did a search on the exact title, 10 vegetables that are secretly making you gain weight. And there were some other articles that came up like it, 5 vegetables that are putting that you can, you know, secretly whatever kind of, you know, the click. The thing is, winner of the clickbait, right? I mean, if that is not the best clickbait title, 10 vegetables that are secretly making you gain weight, and one of them is a fried vegetable. Well, some of this other article that came up, veggie tempura, that's a secret vegetable that's making you gain weight. Because if you fry it in oil, it's the vegetable's fault. It's the vegetable's fault. When you fry potatoes and you eat French fries, the thing that's putting weight on you is not the oil that has been scientifically and in an almost alien way injected in such an intense way that the potato almost blows up into the potato. It's not the oil that makes you gain weight. It's the potatoes. It's the carbs. It's crazy. Watch those carbs. Watch those. Don't eat those veggies. And I like how they're secretly. I mean, that's a conspiracy theory. It's like the cucumbers are like, hey, shh, don't tell him. Don't tell him. If you don't tell him, he'll eat us. And then we'll secretly make him gain weight. And he's not going to get a date to prom. Here I am, you guys. Second episode in a week. I don't know what's happening here. I don't know what's happening. I do know that I record these episodes, and maybe you guys have subscribed, and I hope you have, to the episode, so you see that they just come in your feed and you watch them. But for other people, people who are on my mailing list, I send out an email saying, hey, another episode up. And every single time I put out an email, and this will be twice this week, I get unsubscribes. Just people unsubscribing to my mailing list. So I think I'm doing something right. If I'm not getting many subscribes, and I'm definitely getting more unsubscribes than subscribes, I think that's the goal. Is that what you're supposed to? I don't know. I haven't taken a class in internet savviness, but I think I'm doing okay. Here's how I look at it. The people who are unsubscribing are obviously stupid. I mean, that's not judgmental. They're stupid. So they're unsubscribing. And I feel like what's happening is I'm honing and what's going to be left is either an elite crack squad of people who we all are like, yes, we are in the know. We've got the secret handshake. It's an elite group of awesomeness. Or just my family members. I believe that I will unsubscribe to the point where that is what is left. Either way, I'm happy, baby. I'm still coming here. I don't know how often, but twice this week. And look, you guys who are hanging with me, in spite of the nutty nut, thank you, right? And some of you have even come forward and thrown me the Patreon or the reviews, more on reviews in a minute. Thanks, guys, huh? So I got an email from a listener, and she said that her daughter, anonymous, I'm not going to give the name, Justine Bateman. No, it wasn't Justine Bateman. It could be Justine Bateman. You guys don't know. Who refers to herself as an excusitarian. Because but she's like trying to eat a certain way and kind of not pulling it off. And she's making excuses. So she just calls herself, what kind of diet do you follow? I'm an excusitarian. And I love that. I thought that was the best thing ever. What a great place to start, right? To me, whatever you're trying to do and not doing, know the that's the conflict that we're in, the human condition of conflict of just, I want to do this and I'm having a hard time doing this. I want to do this, but I've not done this today. I want to do this, but I'm making an excuse why I'm not doing it. And just that back and forth. And I think an amazing place to start is just like, yeah, I'm just right now, I'm in the excuse phase of my growth. I'm in the place where I'm making excuses for not doing the thing that I want to do. But how amazing, because the way I look at it is she knows what she wants to do. And that to me, hey, so not only is it, I know what I want to do, but then she's acknowledging that she's being honest, in other words, about making excuses for not doing it, number two. And number two, there's three, and I've never met her. Seems like she has a sense of humor about it. Three wins. I know what I want. I'm making excuses right now. That's where I'm at. And I call myself an excusitarian because it's funny and I'm going to have a good time with this. And if we forget that, we lose, right? If we're just in a bad mood. And so I was thinking about this the other day because I'm in this kind of thing with Matt Frazier, the no meat athlete guy. We had that meal plan and we're totally redoing it in a super awesome way. And it's going to kind of relaunch and I'll let you guys know about that when it happens. But anyway, and I was just thinking about, I'm about to do a blog post for him and for No Meat Athlete. And I was thinking about this. So many people, and I'm going to dive into the healthy living realm for a second. So many people are into diets or different, looking into different ways of eating. And I think that many, if not most, but not all, but many, if not most, are there for a fear of death. Is that morbid? A little bit. Let me get a sip of a single malt. Okay, now I'm prepared. I'm prepared to go there. There's a certain fear of death. I'm not afraid of death at all. I'm 0% afraid of death. I'm just kidding. But I'll probably do like a whole episode on death, and it'll probably be around Halloween. I just put that forward right now. You guys can, it's a verbal contract. I think that we make moves sometimes in the healthy living arena because of a fear of death, because on some level, we're trying to kick the can of death. And there's something funny about me saying kick the can of death. We're trying to kick that can down the road and say, well, I'm going to head that off. I want to live a little longer. Why? I want people to ask why, because I want to be with family and I want to travel and there's experiences I want. I don't want to die early. Who does, right? But when we ask why we don't want to die so soon or ever, we don't want to die, right? Okay. So when we ask that question, the answer that we can hopefully get to and give to ourselves is actually a lust for life. And this is a weird thing if you think about it. So we kind of stop at this, oh, I don't want to get diabetes and I don't want to get cancer. And that's fear of death. That's fear of death. And so we will power through the changes that we want to head off death. But if we stop for a second and go, well, why don't I want to die? Well, because there's other stuff I want to live for. Lo and behold, now you got lust for life. So you're shifting, in theory, fear of death into lust for life. What an amazing transition. Fear of death, walking around, fear of death, hiding it off, restriction. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to not do this thing. We know how that works out. Try to stop doing something versus try to do another thing better. Try to do another thing more fully. How amazing, right? So, whatever. Excusitarian. I don't know why I got on that tangent. I just love excusitarian. I emailed her back. I said, can I use that? She said, yes. And there it was. I'm respectful that way. I'm not going to just, I ask everybody who I make fun of, do I have permission to make, I don't really, I'm just joking. But I didn't want to steal excusitarian. It's not mine, but I'm using it, borrowing it. How great. What a great thing. Anyway. So that's the battle. That girl knows she's in a battle. I think she's pretty well defined that battle. And what she's done in doing that is set herself up for potential, a greater chance of success. I'm not saying she's going to be successful. I'm just saying she's set in the right stage because, man, what a cool and funny thing to do. Like, yeah, I'm an excusitarian. It's like, so God, it's a breath of fresh air. Jiminy Christmas. I just want breaths of fresh air. Is that? And I'm going to wrap this up. Is that weird? Yeah, you know what? You guys, if you've heard my first episode, you know what's good. There's no rules here. I've stopped all that. I don't have any. And I had a successful podcast before. This one's, I don't know if it's successful or not. This one is what it is today. And one of those things is I don't have a time limit. I'm going to talk until I stop talking, and then I'm going to shut this puppy down. But I wanted to jump on here today because I was thinking about this stuff. And so I'm going to wrap this up with this. And if you're driving right now, I would shift down to fourth gear right now. Your RPMs are getting a little low. So if you don't want to lug the engine, so bring it up to about 2,000. Between 2,000 and 3,000 is kind of where I want to keep it in general. So if you're kind of down there, downshift, and then so hit pause, downshift, and then bring it back on to play. And here I am. Thanks. Stop leaving bad reviews. Stop leaving bad. Everybody listening to this, stop leaving bad reviews. Just stop leaving bad reviews. One exception was that I was hoping somebody would leave a bad review for this podcast, so that hasn't happened. You can do that. But otherwise, stop leaving bad reviews. Here's why. We have this weird time. We're living in this time where our voices are heard by gum. We can go on Yelp. We can go on TripAdvisor. We can go on all these review sites, and we can comment on YouTube. And we can say all these things, and we can just be nasty and mean, and we have a platform. Finally, the insecure of us and the weak of us can have a place that people will hear us. For the good of you and for the good of mankind, stop leaving bad reviews. Do you know I have never, and I'm not sitting up here saying I'm the paradigm of anything. I'm just saying I have never left a bad review, not on anything. I have seen many a YouTube video that annoys the living shit out of me, and I've never left a bit. I move on so I don't have to think about that anymore. There are going to be things you like in life. There are going to be things you don't like in life. There are going to be times when you go to a restaurant and you have something and it doesn't taste good. And guess what you can do? You don't ever have to go to that restaurant again. And if somebody says, hey, did you like that restaurant? You can say, no, I did not like that restaurant. That's okay. There's a difference between somebody asking you your friggin' opinion and you offering it to the world via freaking Yelp. And let me tell you something else. A week in Italy, in one city, does not make you an expert in pasta. It does not make you an expert. Your preference for the very unholy, and I mean unholy, light roast coffee. It is unholy and sacrilegious. Light roast coffee does not make dark roast coffee objectively bad because you don't like dark roast coffee. I do not know when it happened that to me, in quotes, to me, got removed from reviews. It's not, you know what, to me, I didn't like the dish they made. To me, it wasn't that good. It's that dish is not objectively not good. I cook at home, and so I know food, and I know that's not. And everybody who said it's good, they're wrong because I'm the expert. How about this? Personally, that movie, it wasn't my bag. Not my bag. That was a horrible movie, horrible YouTube video, horrible song, horrible. Don't listen to it anymore. You are wasting your time. You are wasting your time and you are wasting your energy by putting that kind of thing into the world. Here's the exception. If somebody asks you for an opinion, give it. If they don't. If you have not done the work to become knowledgeable, some sort of authority, some sort of expert, shut it. It's your taste, and that's fine, and it's valid, and it's amazing, and your taste is amazing, and it's incredible, and you should have your taste. You should enjoy the thing that you enjoy, and just keep doing that and try to do more of that and less of the stuff you don't enjoy, but it's inconsequential unless somebody is asking you for it. Understand? Stop leaving bad reviews. Just this week, if you're like a bad review list people kind of, don't just try not to do it and use those moments to remember things that maybe you're not doing in your life that would make you happy, so that if you have one experience that isn't the very pinnacle of the best thing ever, if you go out to dinner and you have a meal that is not the very best meal you could ever imagine to have in that moment, it's a little less than that. It's second or third best, which I know, that's horrifying. The idea that we go out to a restaurant and we don't have the very best experience is crazy, only if the rest of your life isn't good enough where that actually makes a difference. If the rest of your life isn't so good that having one less than a perfect meal is going to tank you and make you mad enough to leave a bad review, fix the rest of your life so that one thing or any one thing does not matter. Fix it so that it does not matter so much that you feel the need to put the word out about that, to warn everybody about how bad something is. Okay? Because it's your freaking taste and it's my freaking taste. Now, I'm going to take one more sip of scotch. Mm. And I just got out of a cold shower, so my blood's flowing. If you're thinking right now in your car and you downshifted, and that's good, and you're keeping your RPMs up, you don't want to mess up your engine. If you're thinking, well, what about you, Sid? What about you? Why should we listen to you then? Right? Because I'm offering this stuff out there, right? And I'm in a sense, or presumably presenting myself as an authority in some fashion. And you're thinking, well, why should we listen to you? My response, now we're talking. Good. You should absolutely ask that question. You should absolutely ask that question. And I can't answer it for you. I cannot answer. I'm not your freaking grandma. I'm not even your grandpa. I can't answer that question, but you should ask it. Why should you listen to me? Why should you listen to anybody? And if this is not your bag and you don't get things of value from this, you should move on. When you ask that question, that means you're thinking. That means you're considering and you're going, you know what? Not my thing. I'm going to use my time elsewhere. Or, yeah, I get enough out of this that boom, and now it's conscious and it's real and it's an intentional thing. And the only person that can answer that is you. Thank you.
time you to tell her what was enough, enough. But I definitely hadn't figured that out for myself. And a sweet face of a quiet reckoning. There before me, silent and sad, but for a simple dignity. Face couldn't have told her all that happened.